We continue our learning. We're in Rav Basar, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin. Hamocher Sa'ir, person who sells a city. You have it in Mishnayos and Megillah as well. Sometimes a city was owned by an individual. So a person selling a city, Machar, what's included in the sale of a city? Machar Batim Boro Shichinu Ma'aros Merchatzaos V'Shovachos. So a lot of the things we've mentioned before are included in the city. Cisterns, the ditches, the ma'aros, the caves, mechotzos, the bathhouses, the dovecotes. These are all included. Beis Habadim, the olive press as well. So we said maybe if you're selling a house, it doesn't include the olive press. If you're selling a chutzir, it doesn't include the olive press. But you sell the city, all of these are included. What else is included? Beis Hashlachim. Beis Hashlachim usually means a field of wheat that's irrigated. Here, the Bar Tanur says Ganosu Pardesim, speaking about gardens and orchards, Hashayachim La'ir, which are part of the city. This is included in the sale. People the city like to walk through them, like to walk through the orchards, like to walk through the gardens. So this is also what considered part of the city. Avoloes ametaltlin. What's not included when you sell a city? Movable objects in the city. We spoke about the mills, the reichayim, the tanurim, and the kiraim, the stoves, the ovens, and the stoves, and the like. Those are movable. That can be taken away by the seller and used somewhere else, and that's why that is not going to be included. What if you say the city and everything inside? So then, then it would include, certainly would include the ovens, the as we mentioned before, the ovens and the stoves, etc. But even if there are animals and slaves, where they can even move on their own and to go from one place to another. Yet, those are also included in the sale. And of course, all of the metaltolin are included once you add that extra phrase, hivachomasha mesocha. Why is that so? Because we assume that when a person selling a city, he's basically, when he says anything inside the city, he's basically saying, I have nothing to do with this city. I'm removing myself completely from the city. So that's why, although we learned before, let's say a person sells a chatzer, we said if there are the metaltol in there, sacks of grain, that's never included. That wouldn't be even included. Even if you say masha besocha, may include an oven, may include a stove, may include a mill, it's not going to include stacks of grain. Nonetheless, here it would include that. Again, includes behemoth avadim as well, because when you sell a city, you're saying that this whole city belongs to someone else. I'm removing myself completely. Whatever is here is going to be yours, and therefore metaltolin would be included. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Hamocher Soir Machar Asasanter. He says a person who sells a city, even if he doesn't say everything inside Kalmasha Besocha, what's automatically included? The Santer. Who's the Santer? So the Bar Tanur says Ha'eved Hamamuna Lishmor Ir. This is the servant, the slave who is designated, who's appointed to guard the city. We don't follow this minority opinion of Shimon Gamliel, but he believes since he is the city's watch person. So maybe he surveys the city, he knows where the boundaries of the city are, knows where the properties are, he's automatically included in the sale. That's the logic of Rav Shimon Gamliel. Perek, Dalam Mishnah, Ches, Hamoches HaSadeh, person who sells a field, what's included in that? Machares HaAvanim Shehim Litzarka. Included in that sale are stones, even though stones are loose stones, and those are metaltolin, but nonetheless, they've been set aside that you're going to use them to build a fence, let's say, around the city. So the Bar Tanur says, Lasos Gader. That's what they're, so they're not attached to the ground, not part of the field, but since they're designated to be used as part of the field, and they're going to stay there, so when you sell a sadeh, we assume it's include the avanim that are set aside, designated for the purpose of building a fence. So that's what it means. Machares avanim shehim litzarka, that are needed for the sadeh itself. Ves hakanim shebakerim shehim litzarka. You're selling a vineyard. It includes reeds, although the reeds are also metaltolin, nonetheless, that are being used specifically for that purpose. You need the vines need to be held up, and the reeds hold them up, and they're left in place there permanently. That's also included in the sale. Of course, if those, if the kanim are included, certainly the vines are included. And let's say in the previous halacha regarding the field, where you speak about stones, so anything that is litzar, anything that's needed for the field itself, Could be that you need the stones to hold things down from the, so they don't blow away from the wind. That's what they were there for. So then those are also included. Mishnah continues, what else is included? When you sell a field, it includes the produce that's attached to the ground when you sell it. And that would be true even if it's ripe and ready to be cut. We have in certain areas of halacha, kala omed, likatzer, kakatzer dam is something that's already ready to be harvested, is as if it's already been harvested for certain halachos. That's not true over here. If it's attached to the ground, it is included in the sale. Obviously, if it's not attached to the ground, it's not included in the sale. What else? It says, mechitza sakanim shibechusa mibeis rova. What else? You have a mechitza, a partition made of reeds, but it's like a thicket. It grows within the field. That comes along with the field. As long as that mechitza sakanim, that thicket of reeds, is less than a beis rova in size, a quarter of a kav, that's a piece of land that's about 10 by 10 amos. So if it's very small, so then it's not important enough to be considered anything significant. And it's not viewed as a separate property. So that's why it's sold as part of the field. So once again, what else is included when you sell a field? If you have this thicket of reeds that's less than a base rova in size, less than 10 by 10 amos, that's included. More than, or if it's a base rova or more, so then that's not included because that is considered significant. It's considered independent and would not be considered part of the field. What else is included when you sell a field? Which is the hut of the watchman, Shein Asu. That's not plastered with clay. Why? That's a temporary structure, since it's not permanent, and that would be true even if it's attached to the ground. So it's not independent, doesn't have its own name, its own identity, and that's why it's included within the field. However, if the Shomerah, the hut of the watchman, is plastered with a clay, so then it's a permanent structure, and then, of course, it's not included in the sale. And then the Mishnah concludes, Ves hecharuv she'enon murkav, Ves besulas hashikma. What else is included when you sell a field? You have a carob tree, but it's enon murkav. It hasn't been grafted. What do they do with carob trees that are mature? So if they're very, very strong, they're very sturdy, and they would often take branches from other trees and graft them onto the carob trees, onto the charuvim. And the same thing, but we speak about shikma, sycamore, which is probably a sycamore, it's a strong tree also. It's a wild fig tree, a fig sycamore tree, according to the Mefarshim. So that also, bisulas hashikma, once again, a charuv, the tree, young carob tree, that hasn't been grafted. So it's only when they're mature where they graft other trees upon it. This is younger, so therefore it's included in the sale. If it were older, more mature, where you graft other things onto it, so then that would be its own independent tree and not included in the field. Same thing with Bisula Sashikma. Bisula Sashikma is a young sycamore tree, young fig sycamore tree, also a very strong tree, but here it's young. So that's included in the field if it's growing there, because they're not considered significant to be an independent sale, something separate. What would they use that for? So the mature sycamore trees, they would prune them specifically so that the branches would grow very thickly, and then you could use them for wood. You could use them to make boards out of that. So it's true as they mature, they would be independent structures, but because they're young, the charuv, eino murkav, and besula sashikma, so therefore they are included. You have another tree, other trees though, that are not independent at all. They're not used for grafting, not used for boards to use for wood. So then those trees, even when they mature, they're automatically included in the sale of a field.